The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Judicial Independence. This is a segment of Court Shorts, Founding Fundamentals series. Founding Fundamentals builds your knowledge of the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with the United States Courts. Welcome to this segment of Court Shorts on Judicial Independence. Imagine that you and your peers, with all of your different opinions, are the framers of the Constitution. It is your job to establish a system of justice that is fair and impartial. It is 1787, and you have only a few models to follow from other countries and cultures. But none of them is the right fit for your new nation. You decide that the best approach is to develop a new system. This one is unique because it is based on the principle of judicial independence.
The idea that judges are free to make decisions without outside pressure or punishment is now commonly known as judicial independence. However, in 1787, this is an original idea. But judicial independence does not mean that judges are independent from the law or that they can make any decision that they wish.
Judicial independence is something else. It means that the system is set up so that judges can make decisions according to the rule of law, without the pressure of public opinion or the influence of private citizens and public officials, including the president and members of Congress. We talked to Judge Burl Schiller of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. He explains why judicial independence is so important.
What it meant was that when you became a federal judge, you would be free of intimidation by either the executive branch or the congressional branch or by the public so that you could sit and make decisions, be fair and impartial, regardless of the consequences. Because all people want when they go to court is to know they're going to get a fair hearing.
Article 3 of the Constitution establishes the judicial branch as part of the federal government. It also establishes the standards for maintaining an independent judiciary.
If you go online and read Article 3 of the Constitution,
Article 3, Section 1. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress.
You'll find that it is a little wordy.
The court shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times.
So we'll break it down into its basic elements here.
The U.S. Supreme Court is the only court specifically mentioned by name in Article 3. However, Article 3 gives Congress the power to establish other courts as necessary. Those courts include the federal court system.
Another crucial part of Article 3 addresses federal judges. It says that they may serve during good behavior, which typically means for life. Illegal activity by judges is not acceptable in this country.
You, as the founders drafting Article 3, want to isolate the federal judiciary from outside pressures, like the threat of losing their jobs or the threat of salary cuts if they make unpopular decisions. This protection allows judges to decide cases based only on the law. It isolates them from public opinion so that they are free to make difficult decisions. Sometimes, when they follow the law, judges have to make controversial rulings that the public may not agree with or like. The responsibilities of an independent judiciary go beyond the individuals who come to court. Supreme Court justices and federal court judges have the authority to decide if the actions of the other two branches are constitutional. That's called judicial review, and it is essential to our system of checks and balances. Judicial independence gives judges the freedom to make impartial decisions without worrying about pressure or punishment from the president or Congress. Today, many countries around the world have adopted variations on the model of the independent judiciary pioneered by the United States. Judicial independence is a core value that the founders embedded in the court system. It ensures that judges have the freedom and the ability to strive for equal justice for all.
So how can you learn more about the federal courts and the Constitution? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts.